Welcome to the Chicago Camps 2017 Prototypes, Process, and Play Design Leadership Conference podcast, sponsored by Balsamic. With Balsamic mockups, anyone can design great interfaces. And in partnership with Simplecast, publish your podcast the easy way at simplecast.fm. This podcast features Nicole Maynard, head of UX at Hyatt, and her lightning talk, Cultivating Happiness, from August 10th, 2017.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole.
Thank you. All right. Thanks. I'm going to try really hard not to move. I'm a mover and a shaker. So hi, everyone. My name is Nicole. I am the head of UX at Hyatt. We're headquartered in Chicago, and I lead a team of about 14 people made up of researchers, interaction designers, and visual designers. So at Hyatt, we are in the business of hospitality, so we need to deliver experiences that ultimately make people happy. Happiness is something that's really dear to me because there was a time in my life where I was not happy at all. I was tired and stressed, working myself to the bone, and I found myself in a whirlwind of despair. And one day, I wake up and I realize I don't want to feel this way anymore. So I took the day off of work, and I decided to get to the bottom of what was going on inside of my head. And I started researching some scientific studies that were done on the brain, and I came across the neuroscience of happiness, and it hit me like a bolt of lightning. If I could change my thought patterns, I could rewire my brain. What? So after understanding how to cultivate happiness, you know, in my own brain and how to keep my mental health in good shape, I started to apply this thinking to my work and started seeing some really good changes, not only in my designs, but also within my team. So we've all heard the saying, you can't fully love until you love yourself. And really, the same is true for happiness. If you're not happy, you're going to have a hell of a hard time making others happy. And this is something we're all responsible for, right? We need to make not only our managers, stakeholders, especially the users of our products happy, but as leaders, we need to help our team members find their happy. So the more that you understand the way that happiness works within your brain and learn how to cultivate it within yourself, the better you are to design for it and deliver it to your team. Everyone wants to be happy, right? No one wakes up and says, "Today I want to be miserable." Okay, except for maybe her. The thing is, happiness doesn't just happen. It's actually really hard. If you think about it, we work hard so that we can make the choices that make us happy and do the things that we enjoy. So if we all want to be happy and are always working towards it, why isn't the world a happier place? It begins to seem like negativity follows us everywhere we go. And, well, for one thing, if you look around, especially on social media and TV, we are constantly bombarded by bad news. Why? Because it gets our attention. Your brain is always on the lookout for potential dangers and losses, which is why they say in journalism, if it bleeds, it leads. Meaning if it's gruesome or heartbreaking enough, that's what's used to grab your attention so that you'll interact with that post or watch that station's broadcast. And when looking for the definition of happiness, which this is an old joke, but I swear it's harder to define than UX, I found that Google uses this as their example. She struggled to find happiness in her life. Why is this? Why isn't happiness easier? Well, if it were, we actually wouldn't be alive. So if you think of our mind as a garden, the soil is more fertile for weeds than flowers. And we can thank evolution for this. So in order to evolve, our brains were wired for two things. Positives, which you could think of as flowers, can I eat it or mate with it? Negative, you could think of as weeds, will it hurt me or will it kill me? So our brain was wired to always be looking out for the bad to protect us. Imagine back in the day, if you heard a rustling in the bushes, you could either think A, oh, is that a coconut that fell? And go take a look. Or B, run like hell because you might be someone's dinner. Choosing A and being wrong would be a much worse outcome than being wrong with B. So it's that tendency to see the bad in everything that kept us safe, alive, and procreating. Which means the electrical surges in our brain are much stronger when it comes to bad than good, and this is known as negativity bias, which was great for survival back then, super shitty for quality of life now. So today your brain is still looking out for bad to protect you, and when it notices something bad, your brain just hyper-focuses on it. So think about getting a review at work, and everything exceeds expectations, except there was this one minor needs improvement. That'd be all you'd think about, and it would create this downward spiral of negative thoughts about other aspects of your life, because negativity breeds more negativity. And by the way, the same thing happens for your direct reports. So your amygdala, we're going to get a little sciencey here. Your amygdala, the hub of the positive and negative emotions in your brain, was activated when you read that part of your review. And it kicked off an alarm to release stress hormones throughout the rest of your brain. Da-da-da. And then your hippocampus comes along and goes, oh, shit, I don't want that to happen again. So it makes some memory of it so you can learn from it, making those connections even stronger. So over time, the more bad things that happen, the more sensitive your amygdala becomes and the stronger that alarm system is. So now it's harder to let go of and move on from that cruddy thing that happened in your life. And because these negative connections are so strong, they weigh a lot heavier on our brain. So it takes anywhere from 5 to as high as 20 positives, depending upon the context of that negative experience, to balance things out. So think about what that means in terms of not only the solutions we build, but our relationships with our team members. One minor misstep or frustrated response, and we have a lot to make up for. Don't worry, I actually do have good news. Our brains are malleable, and this is known as neuroplasticity. So we can make the soil in our brains more fertile for flowers and positive thoughts. As we learned earlier, connections in our brains create experiences create connections in our brains, and those are known as neural circuits. You could think of neural circuits as muscles. The more you use them, the stronger they become. The less you use others, the weaker they become. So repeated mental activity builds neural structure, and neurons that end up firing wire together. So thinking back to that amygdala and how it becomes more sensitive to the negative, we're going to flip that thinking and make it more sensitive to the positive. So we've learned our experiences matter, and not just for feeling that moment, but for the changes that they start to make in your mind. And what's key here is the longer you rest your mind on something, the stronger those connections will become, and over time your brain is going to change shape. So in essence, the more you fertilize your soil with positivity, the bigger your flowers will grow and the less room you're going to have for weeds. So let's look at 8 different ways we can start weaving happiness into our day-to-day. Mindfulness. I'd be surprised if anyone here hasn't heard of it. It's gained a lot of popularity in the last few years, especially with the great apps like Buddhify and Headspace. And it's not surprising because our lives are reigned by chaos, and mindfulness gives us that pause we need. It's pretty simple, and it's actually something we can start doing right now, so we're going to do it for like a split second. Everyone, take a deep breath in, and when you exhale, focus on the comfort and support of your chair, and hold on to that feeling of comfort for as long as you can. Soak up all that's good about it. Take time to do the things you enjoy, the things that bring you peace that you can lose yourself in. Stop the downward spiral of negative thinking, not by shoving those feelings away, but instead by drawing, goofing off with your kids. It doesn't matter what it is or if you only have a few minutes. What matters is that you do it and that you rest your mind upon the feeling that it brings you. Reminisce the good times. Go back in your mind to that great memory that you have, like the one that you went camping with your friends and spent all night telling stories by the fire. Look at the pictures. Let those memories soak back into you and just stay with that joy that it brings you. And you can use the same thinking for your team. When they're having a hard go at something, remind them of a recent win that they had and remind them of all the details and what they did to get there. If something happens that irks you and you just can't shake it off, you can walk it off. Help your brain out by physically creating the happiness inside. So any exercise that increases your heart rate for about 20 minutes releases feel-good endorphins, which helps you focus and helps calm down the stressful chemicals that hang out in your brain. Again, you can do this with your team members. If they're upset about something, go for a fast walk and talk it out. You could also help fertilize your mind soil through food. These foods are ideal for your brain. They support your focus, neuroplasticity, and thought process. So when you're shopping, just throw these in the cart so that you have them at home and at the ready when you get hungry. If you give to another person, you feel really good that you are able to make someone happy. It's like a reward for having done something good. You can give in a variety of ways, a compliment, donation, volunteering, which is actually an amazing team activity. The great thing about giving is that it's an upward spiral. The happier a person is, the more generous they're likely to be, and therefore the more positivity they'll feel. And for those of us here in the UX industry, we get to make people's lives better by taking away frustrations, and us managers, we get to develop our team members. I don't know about you, but I am grateful I get to do that. So we get to give a little every day. Which leads me to my next point. If you can't find something positive to focus on in your life at the moment, think of something that you're grateful for, as big as that awesome bonus that you just got, all the way to the fact that you guys are here right now. It's pretty awesome. And a final but important way to include positivity to your day-to-day is playtime. Play is like a fast track to happiness. It helps us break out of the mental straitjacket that we put ourselves in as adults. And incorporating play into the office helps us break through stagnation. It increases productivity and creativity. Schedule time for play, especially if it doesn't happen naturally, and don't feel bad about it. I actually schedule time for my team to play once a month, 2 hours at the end of the day. I book a conference room and bring simple games like Apples to Apples and Pictionary. We drink, eat, and play. And having this has given my team a chance to get to know each other, trust each other more. I've seen an increase in productivity, creativity, and overall happiness. So it might seem like I just went through a lot of things, but they're actually quite easy to wrap into your day-to-day. The hardest part is remembering to do them, but it really just takes one small step to get started, and it's very much worth it because happiness is contagious, and it trickles into everything we touch. When we aren't happy, everyone around you feels it, and this is especially true as leaders. Our jobs can be hard. Being a manager and trying to forge UX ahead in companies that don't yet understand how to adopt it can be very, very wearing. So we need to take care of ourselves and our team. You're able to love others and do for others by giving and doing to yourself first. Your happiness affects you, your life, and everyone that interacts with you. So let's learn how to cultivate happiness within ourselves so we can deliver it to our team. They deserve it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps 2017 Prototypes, Process, and Play Design Leadership Conference podcast, sponsored by Balsamiq. With Balsamiq mockups, anyone can design great interfaces. And in partnership with Simplecast, publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Learn more about Chicago Camps events on our website at chicagocamps.org.